Now we hope we move on to the actual development of a plan of adjustment for the debts, which will specify, here's what we can pay off, here's what we can't, and the creditors presumably will object to whatever Jefferson County proposes. But once that plan is confirmed and once the county gets through a few other administrative steps required, then whatever debt is not preserved in that plan is discharged and we go forward.
So what happened on Tuesday was only one part of developing this larger plan that will go to creditors. The county and creditors will go back and forth, and then we get that final plan.
That's right. But there's a lot still to be determined in the final plan. And the approach the county seems to be suggesting is we're going to look at what the assets of the sewer system should have cost had there been no corruption, bribery, and use that as the basis for saying, well, if the sewer system should have cost this much, then here is the amount of debt we would have had, and adjust the debt downward.
So for the public, I think the two things that we might pay attention to most are what those sewer rates are going to be and how much debt is ultimately going to be paid back. What's your sense of how that may shake out?
The short and honest answer, of course, is I don't know. But you probably remember we had a settlement offer almost on the table for about $2 billion. And as I said a year ago, we have this fascinating experiment going on. We're going to find out what the bankruptcy process results in and see whether bankruptcy was a good thing or not. There are some numbers that suggest maybe we end up with about half of the debt. It seemed to be around $1.5 billion, $1.6 billion, something like that, although we're still several steps away from really having a number for that, and it's the county's plan to propose.
Any sense on whether these slight increases that the county discussed on Tuesday or passed on Tuesday, whether that will hold up?
There are a lot of very complex and technical specifications in the bankruptcy code. I've usually used a sort of shorthand for those to say the county has to make reasonable efforts. Are they paying as much as they reasonably can? Is it fair? Is it equitable? Is it realistic? There will always be people on the creditor side who say, no, you ought to pay what you agreed to pay. There will always be people, at least in the public, who say, no, I don't want any rate increase at all. But so somewhere in the middle is probably the right place to be.
After a year, can you say that the bankruptcy court seems to be seeing things Jefferson County's way or the creditor's way?
My sense is that Judge Bennett has done a very good job of balancing the various equities, if you will. Nobody is winning big. Nobody is losing big, as best I can tell. And my hope and expectation is that he will continue to balance off what's realistic to pay, what's a reasonable effort against the reality that would be nice if we didn't have to go through this, but we're going to have to do something.
Well, after a year, can you say that Jefferson County has made progress? And maybe the longer range question, is the end in sight?
I hope the end is in sight for the bankruptcy process itself. So I hope we will not be looking to a second anniversary of this. The issues related to the bankruptcy reflect some progress. The larger governance issues about the Constitution and the state government and the lack of home rule remain deeply troubling. While I'm encouraged by the progress through the bankruptcy process, and I'm encouraged by what I see from our leadership on the commission, we still have a lot to do in terms of a better structure of government, and that's separate and apart from the bankruptcy process.
So a year ago, you said that bankruptcy would likely take certainly months, possibly years. What's your feeling now?
I hope it will be less than years. It's obviously been months, and it remains to be seen whether we'll get out before we have a second anniversary. I'm hopeful that we will, but that depends on a number of variables that we don't have control over.